Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nenen M. Hang Singh. The Supreme Court yesterday paused its planned interim order on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 after the centre requested more time to respond to three key questions raised by the bench. A three-judge bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices P.V. Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan was hearing a batch of petitions challenging the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The matter will resume before the three-judge bench today at 2 p.m. The court asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how Waqf by user can be disallowed as many will not have requisite documents to get such waqfs registered. The three-judge bench considered passing an interim order on the petitions challenging the new Waqf Act. The bench raised three key points. It said the properties declared by courts as waqf should not be denotified, whether they are by waqf by user or waqf by deed. The court further said it will order that provision of the Amendment Act as per which a waqf property will not be treated as a waqf while the collector is conducting inquiry whether the property is a government land will not be given effect to. The court also said it will order that all members of the waqf boards and central waqf council must be Muslims except the ex-officio members. CJI Khanna at the end of the hearing expressed concern over the violence that has broken out in West Bengal against the amendments to Waqf Act. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that the pillars of industry and commerce occupy a pivotal place in the Indian leadership's resolute commitment to transforming India into a fully developed nation by the year 2047. To realize this national aspiration, Mr. Birla called upon all stakeholders to embrace a model of development that is not only sustainable and enduring, but also inclusive. Addressing an event to mark the 120th anniversary of the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Birla observed that development-oriented policies of the Government of India are now providing new energy to industries. He added that the present era in the country is an era of economic empowerment and innovation. Outlining the roadmap for Viksit Bharat 2047, the Lok Sabha Speaker said that nation's trade policy today is deeply rooted in the grand vision of a self-reliant India and reflects India's growing stature on the global stage.
अब जमाना आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस का है, डेटा एनालिसिस का है, ग्रीन एनर्जी इनोवेशन डिजिटल प्लेटफॉर्म का है, क्योंकि हमें उद्योगों को अगर प्रतिस्पर्धा बनाना होगा तो नए परिदृश्य के अंदर हमें हमारी प्रोडक्टिविटी को बढ़ाने का और लागत को कम करने का प्रयास करना पड़ेगा.
Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna has recommended the name of Justice B.R. Gawai as the next Chief Justice. Justice Gawai is the second most senior judge of the Supreme Court and his name has been recommended to the Union Law Ministry. The tenure of the current CJI Justice Khanna is going to end on the 13th of next month. In a first-of-its-kind move, the Central Railway has introduced an automated teller machine ATM inside the Mumbai Manmad Panchavati Express. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw shared a video on his official X account showcasing a passenger using the Bank of Maharashtra ATM while the train was in motion. Speaking to Akashvani News, Central Railway CPRO Swapnil Neela said,
Central Railway is always ahead in trying to provide additional facilities to its passengers. In this regard, Central Railway has initiated one ATM on wheels facility, which is currently being provided on a train between Manmad to Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj terminus, that is Panchvati Express. The technical feasibility of this particular initiative is being checked out. Once it is found feasible, this facility will be provided to various passengers who are commuting on Central Railway.
The Naglan Forest Management Project, NFMP, has reached 144 out of its target of 185 villages across the state. This was informed by Dr. Sevonor Seletse, Divisional Forest Officer, DFO, and Head of the Divisional Management Unit, DMU Kohima, during the annual review meeting of DMU held in Kohima yesterday. Dr. Seletse highlighted the importance of PEC model areas, urging JFMC members to conserve community lands and focus on land restoration. Jackson. She stated that under entry point activity and water harvesting structure, villages have taken up need-based infrastructure projects. Dr. Salitsu also noted that revolving funds have boosted SHG incomes and improved bookkeeping skills. Representing the district administration, EAC Development Muasinab Gejingru expressed confidence in the project's progress and urged JFMC members to understand the objectives of the NFMP, including reducing jhum cultivation, prioritizing forest conservation, remaining vigilant, and preventing forest fires. Under Kohima Division, NFMP operates in 13 villages across Chipobuzu and Seminyo. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.